because people want to remember what you said.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm glad to be here this morning. Glad to have my mother, Rebecca, back here with us this morning, too.
Well,
she came with me this morning, too. I hope y'all had a good week this week. Amen.
Well, until yesterday, yeah.
Not until yesterday. Amen. So hopefully Brother Ronnie's feeling better. It's always a privilege to come here. You know, I could spend my time in front of a big crowd, you know, but, you know, I like meeting the needs of the people. Amen. If you're not speaking to the people or hearing what the Lord's saying, amen, then you don't have anything anyhow. You just got a sounding brass, and that's it. You don't have nothing. You know, a lot of people, they can't hear the voice of the Lord. They don't know the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. They don't even know what the Lord's even saying half the time. You know, 99% of the time. Amen.
Yes.
But you know, this morning, you know, and yesterday evening, the Lord has been speaking to me. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, we just got through celebrating not too long ago Mother's Day, and we just got through celebrating Father's Day and of course Easter and all that, and everything's just coming all back around again. But you know, people tend not to celebrate the Lord.
Yes.
And everybody looks in the natural at how bad everything is. And they quit looking and hearing what the Spirit of the Lord saying. You know, if you want to hear some bad news, I can get on the phone and call some people. You know, and pretty soon, time I get through talking with them, I'm feeling what they're feeling. I'm hurting too. But how many know He's all that we need?
Yes,
amen. Amen. He's all that we need. You know, we can have great revelation knowledge, and I'm all for that. I love to learn. I love to understand things and see things differently. What happy, but when it boils down to the end of the day and you go to bed at night, who's going to bed with you? If you're alone, who are you crying with? There ain't nobody there, are there?
Right.
So, you know, you can call a lot of people. They can come over and comfort you or even talk to you. Some of them want to talk to you on the phone. you ask them for help, and I hear Mama calling me. We'll just leave our meddling now a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. He's all that you need, people. When you're in times of trouble and things are happening in your life and people are telling you what to do, let me tell you something. The Father never lies.
Yes.
Amen. He will tell you what to do in your time and in your despair. If you run to Him and call on Him, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He'll never lie to you. He'll never put you in a position. Come on, people.
Yes.
He knows where you're at. You can pray all you want to, but He knows who you are.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
You can lie to me and lie to other people, but He knows who you are and where you're at. Amen?
Amen.
He knows the very even thought, your very intention.
Yes.
Of what's going on. Amen, in your life. Thank God He does.
Yep.
Amen. Thank God for His mercy. His love endures forever. Amen. Thank God we can run to Him when we do something we shouldn't be doing. We'll leave that in a little basket right here, won't we, this morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, without Him, people, you can't do nothing. You can go to work and you can get a job, but if the Lord ain't placed you on that job, you ain't staying.
Right, man.
Well, you need to keep that job, brother. Well, what's the Lord's will for you?
Come on.
You know, everybody's got great ideas and things, and, you know, I'm not opposed to all them things, but, you know, years ago, when I worked, you know, years ago, you know, when I was in school, my teacher said, well, you need to get a job up here, you know, at this factory. Well, that factory's done closed and gone. But, you know, I couldn't hold a job, you know, because I had a lot of problems going on in my life. I was trying to figure out life. I didn't understand a lot of things. And I didn't know I didn't need the Lord. You know, of course, they took us to church and everything. But, you know, I didn't know Him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know Him.
Mm-hmm. They don't know, they ain't got a clue. And you can talk to people sometimes and run a conversation with them, and half the time they don't even know what you're even saying about the spirit. Amen? Because their eyes are so much on the natural things of this world. But when I worked years ago, when I went and filled out my W-2 forms, you know, there's only 52 weeks in a year. Well, I had about 90 of them. Because I'd work and quit and work and quit. Never was stable. I was unstable. Never was secure. Didn't know how to handle anything. And, you know, I didn't know I needed Jesus. I thought that this was just part of life. You know, I didn't know. So I had to find my way. And there was a lot of mistakes, a lot of roads I went down that I shouldn't have went down, and a lot of things. But you know, when I began to learn who he was, he began to show me his ways. And you know, that's the problem. We want our way and no way and the highway.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, well, we're going to fix it.
Ooh.
Well, let me tell you something. Has it been fixed?
No.
Of course not. It'll never be fixed. Because you can't fix it anyhow. If you've got situations and problems and you're trying to fix them, you can patch them up and put a Band-Aid on them, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work. Because without him, we know the ways of the world, 2 + 2 = 4. But to the Lord, it could be 104 or 1,000,004. In other words, the Bible says in Isaiah, your ways are not my ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So he thinks highly more of us than we do our own self. Amen?
Amen.
And so let's read over here in the book of Corinthians, and I'm not going to get in on the gifts, but I am going to use it as an opening in Corinthians 12. And I could go on in the gifts of the Spirit, but I know Brother Ronnie's been teaching on that, so I'm going to stay off of that a little bit this morning. But I want to read you something, what it says here in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Now, ignorant doesn't mean that you're dumb. It just means that you're unlearned, untaught,
That
you don't know. Mm-hmm. How many have ever been up with the Holy Ghost and somebody said, "Oh, you got it. Well, I don't know what they got, but I didn't get it like that. You know? But see, if you don't know how to receive that, you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So the Bible says, "Now concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." In other words, unlearned. In other words, I'm going to introduce you to this stuff, but now you've grown in the things of God, basically. You were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. So let me ask you something this morning. Who's leading you this morning? How was Moses led? Did he have a Bible?
No.
I don't think so. So how was he led? By the Spirit. So how do you think you're going to move in the things of God and go forward in the things of life? You're going to have to be led by the Spirit. And let me tell you something. When you're led by the Spirit, a lot of people will not agree with you. They will tell you that you're foolish, and that you don't know what you're talking about. But see, now we've come to this place in the Spirit where we know about things in God. I'm sure Brother Ronnie's taught most of you well in here. I know he's a great teacher, and his wife is too. They're very good teachers. And I'm going to tell you something. Once you get into that place, in other words, you're not carried away with every wind and doctrine. You may look, boy, maybe I should have made that decision. But then you're quickened by the Spirit and say, "No, I'm sorry, the Lord told me this. And I'm standing on what the Lord said. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care how they feel about it. And I'm not going to talk to them that despise me and ridicule me and tell me that I'm going down the wrong path." Because 99% of the time when you're walking with the Lord, you don't have no money to take care of the situation, and you can't fix the problem.
Come on.
So it takes him to take care of things.
Yes.
So he said, "Brother, I wouldn't have you ignorant were you chasing away with these dumb idols? Because them dumb idols got you where? Nowhere. You done? Let me ask them, have you done what everybody else has done? Pretty much haven't we all done that in life. Have you got anywhere? We'll leave that right here, won't we? So we'll move on. We already know that answer. Because if it had worked, we'd all been doing it.
That's right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
If it would have worked, we'd all been doing what everybody told us to do. So when I was traveling in life a few years ago, I just turned 52, so it ain't been that long when I was 20. So, a few days have passed, maybe. We'll leave it there. I didn't know anything about the Lord. I didn't know who He was. I didn't even know if He even existed. And so each day was a challenge for me. Amen? Each day, even jobs were a challenge for me. You know, how many have been on jobs where you're just so depressed and oppressed and depressed?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the whole time your mind's filled with a bunch of stuff and thinking, even if I do work, I'm not going to make enough money to take care of anything.
Come on.
So why work? We'll leave that here too, won't we, this morning? So it took me a long time. I didn't understand. I thought, Lord, if life's like this, then just get me out of here. How many have been there? Oh, we got some witnesses in the house. Woo!
Yep.
Glory to God. So the Lord had to train me. And I haven't arrived, people. I'm still walking with Him, and there's still things I'm learning. And you'll never stop learning in the things of the Lord.
That's right.
You know. But I'm going to tell you something. As I kept walking with Him and believing His Word, He would prove Himself to me. He would prove Himself to me by little things. Because, see, I couldn't hear and I couldn't understand. I couldn't hear in here. I couldn't hear out here. I could hear words. But how many know this Word is a dead letter on the page?
Come on.
I could read all day long this Word here and it wouldn't do you no good. You said, what, Brother Frank? That Bible, but it's the Bible. Well, let me tell you something. If your spirit man is not open to receive the things of the Lord,
yes.
It's a dead word
yes.
to you.
Yes.
So it has to be made known to you, manifest in you. In other words, tried. In other words, the things that you go through in life, this word becomes more alive and it begins to open up more avenues. But see, the Lord is trying to broaden our way. Amen. He's trying to open up more to us. Amen. To receive even more things in life. You know, somebody told me the other day, well, I sure will be glad when I get my car paid for. And I said, you mean to tell me, brother, that's all you're wanting is your car paid for? Well, let me ask you something, brother. That tells me right there a person don't want to grow. You say, what? Well, that's right. So you're going to drive that thing for the rest of your life as long as you live? I don't know about you. I mean, I like them old 40s cars, and I've got some, you know, and 60 cars. I like them too, but I don't want to drive them every day. You try the heaters in them things, you try the air, some of them don't even got air conditions in them. You said, well, you met them a little bit. Let me tell you something. If you want to stay where you're at in God, you can. And you'll be like the children of Israel. You will be blessed. And your shoes will never wear out. The little dribble will keep a-coming. It'll just keep a-coming. But if you want more from the Lord, then you can have it. Amen. Because when they went over to the promised land, what did they see? Well, them are too big for us. We like it better over here. Let me tell you something. Two things happened when they crossed over the Red Sea, and He did it for a purpose. And I'll tell you what He did. First of all, He destroyed the enemy. That was trying to destroy them the whole time. They could no more. When you're delivered in something, and let me tell you something, you can't deliver yourself, people. If you could, we wouldn't even need to be here this morning. We wouldn't need each other. We'd just go home. But that enemy that was tormenting them then could no more torment them anymore because it was over. Another thing, He called the seas to come back, recede back. Why did He do that? Because He knew when they got over there, because He was trying to bless them, that they was going to grab and complain and want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got that here today, do we? And we ain't even got the Red Sea. So here it is the whole time. We don't know why we're going through so much, but the Lord's trying to push us into something.
Come on.
And the whole time we're like, well, I want to go back there. It was easier. So we're still complaining. And they were dancing with the tambourines and singing the glories and up there, you know, crossing over the Red Sea. Woo! We made it. And then they seen the Promised Land and said, no, that's too big. We don't want it. See, there's things that our eyes see in the Spirit that the Lord's got for us that, you know, that only He can conquer that. But as long as your mind is closed, come on, and your spirit man is not open, let me tell you something. I write things down when the Lord tells me. If you came in my house right now and went into my kitchen and my bathroom and walked around my house, I've got index cards all over the walls. And I'm not interested in how people feel. You know? And they'll read some of them and think, my God, Brother Frank, what is this? Oh, I forgot to take that down. That came to pass. Amen. So when He tells me something, I write it down. And I pin it up. The Bible says read the vision. Run with it. Amen. That's what it said. Write the vision down. Read it and run with it. That's what the Word says. The trouble is, the reason why we don't believe is because we're not fasting and praying. Didn't get no amens on that. And don't come no way to get me. See, we want God to move. We want the Lord to do a lot of things, but we don't want to sell out to self because we like self.
Amen.
We like everything about ourselves. See, the Lord has blessed us. The Lord has blessed us, but we don't want to change. We want Him to change for us. Well, I have news for you. Either you're going to change or you're going to stay where you're at.
That's right.
Because promotion comes from Him.
That's right.
You don't promote yourself. Amen?
Right.
You can't promote yourself. So when Moses was led, he was led by the Spirit. It's the same way today. A lot of people have a lot of words, and I'm not opposed or against that. And I'm happy for them to have the word, but they couldn't tell you whether the apple fell off at Adam's house or not.
Yeah.
Amen. It got awful quiet when I said that, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I had this one lady tell me one time years ago, well, the Lord blessed me with this Cadillac. And I said, no, He did not. And she got so mad at me. And I said, I can prove it. She said, how are you going to prove it? And I said, well, your husband probably died and left you the money anyhow. You didn't even pray for it. You just went down there. You didn't even have credit. You just went down and paid cash for it. Well, how are you going to prove that the Lord didn't bless me with that? Well, give me a ride in that fact. Oh, no, you'll get it dirty. I said, point me.
Yeah.
Come on. Because when the Lord gives you something, it's to use for the ministry.
That's right.
It's not just yours.
Right.
Your name may be on there, but it's not yours.
That's right.
Let me ask you, who's supplying your need? You or Him?
Him.
And why is He doing that? Because He loves you.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalms 37, fret not yourself because of evildoers trying to bring their own thing to come to pass. What does that mean? A lot of people try to bring their own thing to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And take the credit for it.
And it's not even God in the first place.
Right.
And most of them are Christians.
That's right.
Well, amen.
I like that.
Got awful quiet in here this morning. I ain't throwing no stones. I'm just doing what the Lord said, people. But He goes on to say in there, what does He go on to say? Delight yourself in Me and I will what?
Give you the desires
of your heart. So in other words, the things that you're wanting from the Lord, He's going to give them to you anyway for your pleasure. It is. It's glorious. There's lots of stuff that I shouldn't even have that He's blessed me with. I remember I was praying about something and I wanted it bad. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this old 80-in tractor. I want me a new one. I'm tired of it. I want one that's got closed-in glass in it and it's got air conditioning and, you know, and And I found one down the road, you know, it was a diesel tractor. Oh, you know, I just love to hear them things purr, you know. You know, I've got an old Mercedes that does it. I just crank it up just to listen to it, you know. And I use vegetable oil in it sometimes, but I get back in the tailpipe and just smell the aroma, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, you know, I went praying for that tractor. I said, Lord, I want that tractor down there. And I got down, slung some snot. Give me that tractor, Lord. I want that tractor. You know, and the Lord spoke to him, and he said, no. Well, you know what I did? I'm going to call me a prophet of the Lord. I know some prophets. I'm going to call them. You know, the Lord done told me no. See what they say. We got some witness in here or something. We got something going on in here. It's like y'all done the same thing I done. Well, I called him. I said, hey, brother, I've been asking the Lord about this tractor. And he said, Brother Franklin, I don't know what you're... Well, I didn't even tell him it was a tractor. He said, I don't know what you're praying for, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord told me to tell you no. Well, I got upset. I don't know about y'all, but I got upset, went out there, and I was just griping out there. I'm going to get on my tractor, I'm gonna crank it up, and I'll just go on plowing. I'm out there just trying to, you know, and I'm just so upset about that thing, and, you know, and I got to talking to the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, why? He said, because them parts come from England. Now, I didn't know that. That's what the Lord told me. And he said, well, you know, they're expensive. And I thought, I started quoting the word. You know, the devil done that. You know, the devil quotes the word, you know. I said, well, you know, you said that you'd give anything. You can make anything. Anything's fine. But, you know, you can't go above when the Lord says no.
No. That's right.
You can't. I've had him tell me stuff over the years, and he told me, he said, I'm going to go ahead and bless you with this, but it's not good for you. But I told the Lord this. I said, Lord, I don't want it then. Because if it's not good for me, I don't want it. Amen?
Amen.
If it's not what you want, I don't want it. I only, you know, when you serve the Lord, you only want what he wants anyhow.
Amen.
He changes us from day to day, because if you don't have a heart after God, amen, the Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You know, they use that at a lot of funerals, and I just get so mad about that. But anyway, I'm not going to go there this morning. But that is not a funeral message. But I'm going to tell you something. If he is your shepherd, you're not going to want but what he wants anyhow, people. Amen? And having a heart after him, let me tell you something. You can come before him, and I do sometimes, and I begin to tell him, I said, Lord, you have blessed me so much, and I don't even deserve these things, you know. And I'll just start telling him how much I love him, and he'll tell me, you know, what do you want, my son? What do you want? I'll bless you. I want to give this to you. Let me tell you something. If you want a prayer answered quick, how many like quick prayers being answered? When you come to him and you start telling him how much you love him and you lift your hand, the Spirit of the Lord will just begin to whoosh all over you and he will move for you. Amen? Isn't that what he did to the prodigal son? When he got tired of trying to do it his way. And you know, a lot of us, we try to do our own thing our way. And we know good and well what the Spirit of the Lord has said.
Come on.
But we're still trying to do it our way.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
We're still trying to make God move. Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to make the Lord move. I don't care how much you get down, kick and scream and have a fit. And you know what I call them? Growing pains. We don't have anybody having them kind of growing pains in here. You know, we just start... If you don't move, Lord, if you don't do it, I'm going out there. Okay, go on. And when you get through making the mess, you know, one time I bought a car, and the Lord told me not to buy this car. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, when you get through making the payments, see, he didn't make the way for me to make the payments. I had to make the way to make the payments. Anybody been there before?
Yeah.
You just don't go out and get stuff because you want stuff.
Right.
You have to wait on the Lord to tell you what to do. And last year in June, the Lord spoke to me and told me that I was going to get me another new truck. And I thought, well, Lord, I don't really need a new truck. I mean, the one I've got is sufficient. Well, it come, I think it was in April, it was pouring down raining on Wednesday, and I was in the bathroom, and the Lord said, go down to the Toyota place, I'm going to bless you with a new truck today. And I thought, well, Lord, I don't need to go down there and get me a truck. And I said, besides, that's expensive. How am I going to pay for it? And the Lord said, well, aren't I making the bills for you now? What are you worried about? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went down there and I drove home in a fairly new truck. It's a couple years old. And I thought, well, Lord, why do I need this truck? Well, a week later, I had a dream about a trailer. And that I was going to buy, going to get a trailer. So sure enough, I found the trailer. My cars ran movies, by the way, just to let you know. And that's a story in itself, how the Lord's blessed me. But I have an old 48 Packard in my garage out there in my barn. And if I hadn't have got that truck, I would have missed out on a lot of money. And it was 2 weeks prior after that, they called me wanting that 48 Packard. Let me tell you something. You can't drive 48 Packard down 75. Top speed's only 45 mile an hour. Even though it's got a flathead 8 in it, it'd still take me a while to get there. Amen? So see, the Lord knows. But a lot of people, they don't look at stuff like that. They just kind of push it off, brush it off, you know, what have you. But let me tell you something. The Lord knows the desires of your heart. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And let's read on a little further here. And let's go on over here to the book of Acts. And I'm going to try to come to a close. I think it's the book of Acts. I've got it. Is it the book of Acts? Let's see. Romans. I'm sorry, Romans. I do apologize.
Yeah.
Romans. Let's go on Romans 8 here. Romans 8 and 8 and verse 27. Well, let's go on up to verse 26. Romans 8 and 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession, amen, for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, when you pray and you see God, see, without a prayer life, you know nothing. You walk around like this, and you walk to the ways of the world. You walk by your own emotions.
Yeah.
What's bad? You fix what's bad. What's going on? You tend to it's like a magnet. It just sucks you in. It's bad. It's bad. There's not enough money. I don't have the job. I don't have the money to pay this. I might as well go ahead and file bankruptcy. How many know what I'm talking about this morning? Mm-hmm. What happens is the enemy comes in to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So what happens is you just put cursed yourself. So now you've got to pray over yourself to get uncursed. We all do it. Nobody's arrived in that. I do it to myself all the time. I have these little fits. Y'all have these little godly fits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't move, Lord. You know, so in other words, we have to keep praying and reminding ourselves. That's why I got cards in my house to remind me what the Lord has told me. Because if not, the enemy will come in and tell you all the bad stuff, people. And they're all the time, all kinds of bad stuff. If you want something bad, just pick up the phone. I'll tell you somebody, I'll talk to you about some bad stuff. And then that before too, son, the sheets will be heavier on Sunday morning than they are any other time, but you'll make it work on Monday.
Come on, preach it.
And I don't know why I'm having such a bad week. Well, it's because you didn't come to church. That's where you get uplifted. Well, the Bible says we don't have to knit ourselves together. Well, prove that to me in the Bible. Colossians says that too, that we're supposed to knit ourselves together. Amen? I don't know why I'm getting on that rabbit trail, but we'll leave that there. But I'm telling you, we need each other to encourage each other. Amen? To know what the Spirit of the Lord and to remind us what the Lord is saying, because if not, you will believe the lie of the enemy all the way down to the very T and I that's crossed. I mean, I know what I'm talking about this morning.
Yes.
Well, they're sick. They're not going to make it. Well, who told you they wasn't going to make it?
Right.
Well, if they hadn't have been doing this and hadn't been... Who told you that?
Right.
See, we run after things that we don't even need to be running after.
Right.
And after we say that the Lord blessed us. What did I say? Fret not yourself. Anyway, we'll leave that scripture there. So, so we run after things and stuff that the Lord didn't even put in our place. We don't take time to even pray about it and ask the Lord, because let me tell you something, when the Lord blesses you with something, He will make the way.
Amen.
Where there is no way.
Yes.
The Bible says over in the book of Job that He will cut out the rocks
yes,
and the root among the mountain,
yes,
and make a way for you to see every precious thing. Job 28. Amen.
Yes.
He said, I will cut out among the rocks and make a way. How many know what I'm talking about this
yes,
morning? Amen. I get excited when I talk about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you this morning to keep seeking Him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Keep seeking His face. Amen. Because He's not done. I know walking with the Lord can get weary. Amen? It gets wearisome. It gets tiresome. It wears on your body. It wears on your mind. But in the end, you know. You know that what the Lord has said. Amen. The Lord's going to sharpen you. Amen? More in the fruits of the Spirit.
Okay.
Amen. And I just see the Lord helping you. Amen. And there's been some times you've been on the bed just laying back and saying, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I just see you just saying, how? What? Where? You know. And I just see the hand of the Lord on top of your head. Amen. And changing your mind in some things.
Amen.
Amen. This message was not just for everybody else. It was for you too this morning.
Yes.
And I see the Lord giving you 20/20 vision in the Spirit. Amen. You already know some things, and you've already seen some things, but I just see the Lord helping you. Amen. And you haven't done the wrong thing. The Lord said you did not do the wrong thing. You're doing what He told you to do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. You've been asking Him, did I do the right thing? You did the right thing.
Yes.
I don't know what that's all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You did the right thing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Promotion comes from the Father. Amen. He knows when we're ready. But the only way promotion comes is if He changes your spirit. And if you allow Him to change you. Amen. A lot of people, like I said in the beginning of the service, a lot of people want to drive their car and wait till it gets paid for. You know, that's fine if that's what you want to do. You know, and He can put your pinky up in there and hold the oil in for you. You know, I've had Him put gas in my car over the years. And just not even just that. I was coming from Atlanta the other day, and I was driving my old 79 Ford Fairmont, Fort Donato, excuse me. And I was down there, and I forgot to get gas. And the Lord said, oh, I'll put you some in. And right there, I seen Him raise my gas hand up to a quarter of a tank. And, you know, years ago, it was like I had to watch it and pray about, you know, and sit there and sling snot. And, you know, it was like, whoop, up the quarter of a tank. And I went and got me some gas. He could have put it in full, you know, if He wanted to. A lot of people don't believe that the Lord can do stuff for you.
Amen.
But I tell you what, people will fail you. They'll tell you, oh, I love you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pull you all of that. You know, well, I can't. Oh. Especially Pentecost preachers, they hold on their wallet and start running, you know. they think you're after something, you know. They're woman, too. Well, amen. You know, I've seen them goo-goo eyes. Bath in my... We got some big women. No, we won't go there now, will we? I'm meddling now. Hallelujah. Does anybody need prayer this morning for anything? Hallelujah. Would you just come on up here and I'll pray for you?
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord's on you right now. You've been seeking for some things and seeking for some answers on some things. Hallelujah. And I just see just a bunch of stuff you're just trying to weigh out and figure out what to do. But I just see the Lord giving you the wisdom. Hallelujah. On how to handle some things. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You want more of Him.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's my will, Lord. I surrender. I
surrender. But I hear the Lord saying He wants you to get quiet before Him. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because He's wanting to tell you some things. He's already told you some things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of one that you're like, well, you know, I need it now. You know, I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's with all of us. That's with all of us, you know.
Yes.
And He's not correcting you in any way this morning. But He's saying that I'm going to help you. Amen, and show you the way. And I, what kind of work you do? I see you with some kind of paperwork in the spirit.
It's a prophetic word. It's a written word.
I've seen
delivering into the global. I gave it 21 years ago. Got it in August of 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's the duty calls the herd gathered together to go wherever and do whatever I was doing.
Right.
The herd is yes, and it's all coming together.
Yes,
the global conference in Virginia for a GLOW. The March is DC, October 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm just trying to submit. I've had so much full of joy. God's answered so many prayers in the last season with my church body.
Mm-hmm.
With the authority of my pastor and his wife, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so
this
I
is just
really
the beginning.
Yes.
It's just the beginning, and I hear the Lord. I see you. I know you've already told me, but I see you other places.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, and I see you teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, teaching this word, and I see people's ears and hearts being opened. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I want to write that down.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's your passion. That's your passion.
My passion.
Yes. You know, because you see the church hurting and people trying to figure out things and don't know how to receive. So this word was for you this morning as well.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Father.
And I'm gonna stretch out on a limb and say this too. And I even see you calling me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not trying to get in your business of what you're doing. But
I do too.
Yeah. But I've seen you back there a while ago, and I thought, okay, I'll just wait and see who makes prayer, you know, before I speak a word, because I like confirmation myself. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Is this your husband that's with you? Who's this?
Actually, after 12 years of being a widow and like 10 of being legally separated, I haven't had a mate.
Yeah,
and I'm very attracted to this man. He's I just like him a lot.
Can I
That's all.
Just be quiet. That's what we do.
I'm just being honest.
That's what we do.
I'm just being honest, okay?
Amen. You want to be a part of something.
Yes.
And you've been searching for a while about some stuff. And you've been asking the Lord. You've just been waiting very patiently on Him. And even in some decisions and what have you. But I do see y'all together. You know, I do see y'all together and working together in the ministry. Amen. You have a passion for God's people. Amen. You've walked with other people in ministry before, and it's kind of hurt you and failed in some ways and some things that how people done you in the past, you know, and you was their backbone. And but I see the Lord helping you. Hallelujah. And He's caused all these, even though all these things has happened, but it's made you the person you are now, the character who you are. And a lot of people look over you because of how you stand and what you represent. But the Lord has given you the love for other people. Amen. So today is y'all's day. Amen. I'm not saying go out and get married or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. You know, but I am saying that you know, be led by the Spirit and let no man depart you from what the Lord has spoken to you. Amen. Amen. You see things where she don't see things at times, mm-hmm. and y'all join them together.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Y'all go in a lot of areas that, you know, y'all are balanced out. Amen. Do you play an instrument? Or want to play
sing.
You sing. Yeah, okay.
I want to play the guitar.
I've seen you play the guitar. That's why I asked you to play the instrument.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Lord's going to help you.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lord, a man spoke over to me that 30 years ago, and I thought the man was off his rocker,
mm-hmm.
because all I could play is a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad, they bought my brother a guitar,
mm-hmm.
and he tore all the strings off of it, so I'd go down in the basement and play the 3 strings on it and make up stuff. And now, here I am, 52 years old.
Right.
I started about 30 years ago, and I didn't even have the money to do my first lesson, and the Lord told me to go. And I went. I only made $4 an hour. I was bagging dog food for a living. Didn't have any extra money whatsoever. But each week, the Lord made the way for me. So if the Lord said it, which I believe that He said, He's going to make the way for the finances.
Yeah, the funny thing is that I'm the RA at the Good Shepherd Recovery Program.
Amen. They're going
to be taking us home later. There's 2 guitars up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I actually was strumming on one and was highly out of tune. But
confirmation then.
Confirmation. And one had 3, and one of them had 3 strings. So, but yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Keep walking the walk.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I'm going to write that down right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you. Does anybody else need prayer? Sometimes the Lord don't show me stuff till you come up. I'm sorry. Sometimes I can pull you out, and sometimes I can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What can you do to pray about?
I've had a lot of health issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel
that. Amen. Amen.
I have a very difficult walk of life.
I understand.
Amen.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Wherever you live at, your atmosphere needs to be with some music at all. Whether it be, you know, Southern gospel or praise music. Yeah, and you can notice in a week. Oh yeah, the you can tell the atmosphere changes. You know, and I'll tell you, if you don't even know how to play, if you just tell me, I love you, Lord. I don't know how to love you. I don't know how to love you. I don't know how to do these things, and I know that's and I know that you're so
good. I don't know how to fear the fear of my heart. Sometimes He's been telling me that I'll be
okay. Right, well, if He's been telling you to be okay, well, let me tell you something. If you die, you can't raise back up to yourself. Give me 4 or 5 more days.
Yeah.
So the enemy's alive.
Yeah.
Amen. He's got work for you to do.
I think so.
Yes, He does. You know, you're going to help a lot of people. Amen. Father, I just pray right now. Lord, bring her into the things of you Open up, Lord, the avenues. Let her get close to the pastors here for them to help her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give her wisdom and give her knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Touch her and help, Father, Lord, her problems that she's having, Lord. Lord, even as you breathe life into Adam, Lord, I ask you to breathe life into her, Father, Lord. Strengthen her in her mind and her spirit, Lord. I just feel to tell you in the spirit, I don't know where you're living at, but whatever is brought into your home, whatever you can think of that's in your home, and they may not be anything, but don't bring anything in your home that's not of God. Amen? And don't be doing stuff either. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Change is coming, sister.
I know. Mm-hmm. I have surgery and I kind of done all of it again.
Okay. Change is coming. That's what the Lord told me when he was getting out. Change is coming. Hallelujah. You desire the Lord, and you're trying to grow into the things of the Lord, and sometimes a little difficult for you. But the Lord is going to help you. Hallelujah. And we just pray over everybody. Just stretch your hands this way as we pray for her, and pray for this other lady too that we just pray for too when we pray. Father, Lord, just touch both of these ladies and their health, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, just touch her and heal her, Lord. She's going back to another surgery, Lord. Lord, you're able, Lord, to correct all things, Lord. And Lord, and I just pray right now, Lord, that you move. And I just see the doctor moving on this. I just see his hand. I don't know what he's doing, but I just see him doing something and correcting whatever's wrong. He sees the problem. It's something small, some kind of issue. I don't know if it's a nerve or what it is, but I just see his hands working with scissors and moving. And change is coming for you, sister. Hallelujah. The Lord says, keep your mind on me. Keep your mind on me, and I will give you the wisdom. Hallelujah. The Lord has seen your hurt and your pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord, for moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, help her husband. Hallelujah. Lord, get out of this mess. Change his mind. Right now, bring him back in. Hallelujah. If he doesn't know you, Lord, I just rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare and prophesy as far as to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, that you bring this man in. Drag him, reel him, whatever you have to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help his mind, Lord. Hallelujah. It's like he's in a mental state of mind in some things. And he's in some things he don't need to be in some witchcraft. And I just bind that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sharpen him right now. And I speak to him right now in the name of Jesus. Send your ministering angels out. Grab him, Lord. Carry him, bring him back, Lord. Straighten his mind out. Clear him up, Lord.
That's right.
Get him away from all of this mess. Hallelujah. Separate him from these people. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them be afraid of him. In the name of Jesus, because they know that the hand of God is on him.
That's right.
He's going to be like the prodigal son. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. He's hardened his heart.
Yeah.
And I just see the Lord breaking that. Hallelujah. He tell all of us, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to believe that he comes back.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. If that's what you desire. Hallelujah. You may not want him back, but hallelujah. Does anybody else need prayer? Hallelujah. 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 Just keep walking softly before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, just help her, Father. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, strengthen her mind, her spirit, Lord, and help her, Lord, to walk softly before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help her, Lord. Hallelujah. I see a refreshing coming to you, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a spirit of peace. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Rest in him. Just keep resting in him. Hallelujah. It's been hard for you and some difficult things that's happened in your life and situations that you had no control of. And I just see the Lord helping you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not the end. Hallelujah. It's the same this morning for you. It's not the end. It's the beginning for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Lord, strengthen them in their mind and their body, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just glorify you, Lord, for moving. Hallelujah. 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 Change has come and things aren't going to be what they used to be because the Lord's moving from glory to glory, from realm to realm in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been hard for you to believe at times about things. I mean, you've looked at things and said, well, that's just the way they are. This is the way we're just going to put up with them.
Come on.
And if it's like this, I'm just going to quit and I'm not going to do no more. This is it. But, you know, it's in the hand of God, the hand of the Lord that's kept you. Because he just proved himself to you. Over and over, and he'll do the same for you again. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to help you, sister. Hallelujah. And you're going to have peace again. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? While the Spirit of the Lord's moving, I can't, after it's gone, I can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. All right. If all minds and hearts are done, I don't have anything for anybody. I can't make it happen. Hallelujah. Now, does anybody else need prayer one more time?
There is someone who is not here. She's kind of like the grandmother of our house.
Okay.
Her name is Carolyn.
Okay.
And she is in the nursing home right now.
Okay.
She has a lot of pain, a lot of things going wrong,
mm-hmm.
and her husband depends on her too.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could pray for Carolyn Villarteva right now, I would really appreciate it. That God
mm-hmm.
would heal her. I mean, completely and utterly healed her. She had a car accident, then she fell and broke her hip. So she's just getting weaker and weaker. And this is a sweet, cherished woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
She ministers as a Christian counselor. She touches the lives of a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
So I want the Holy Spirit to pour himself out upon her and give her comfort. Give her healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else?
Thank you, Joe. I'd like to
be faithful to you. Okay. And I want to tell you, brother, I don't know what your name is, but change is coming for you. You've been in a place where it's been kind of still, you know, where things aren't really happening the way that you want them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see some things being pushed out of the way for you. The Lord's going to make a way for some things for you. Hallelujah. And you've waited on the Lord. You've been needing some answers on some things and what have you. But the Lord's going to help you, brother. Hallelujah. He's going to move
Amen.
Some things out of the way for you because you're not called just to sit. Amen. You've got a word. You've got a word from the Lord. Amen. You can help a lot of people. Amen. What did you want prayer for?
My buddy Jay.
Uh-huh. Yes, okay.
He has the same attorney representing him that represented me in court.
Okay. They're going to be safer when you go before the judge. I don't know what's happened, but there's going to be safer.
Yeah, I should anyway as when I went before him already.
So. Okay, yeah. There's already been one safer already, but there's going to be another safer. The Lord said, if you keep walking with me, I'm going to show you.
That's right.
There's the Spirit of the Lord touching you, but even in your mind, you know, you've been in some bad situations, and there have been people that's pushed you away, brother, and not wanting to love you, but those people are going to come back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They've meant no harm. They just didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you want
to... See if I could stand in the gap for someone very special the Lord's put on my heart to minister to,
mm-hmm.
very close with her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, would you be willing to?
Yeah, come on up here and we'll pray. We'll go ahead and pray for everybody else.
Can I allow you to give a little? Well, that I can't tell you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Trella Whitford.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Trella. She has
mm-hmm.
a 6-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
She's been faithfully coming to
mm-hmm.
CR, and she's an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and she, needs an intervention, and
mm-hmm.
she needs God to work mightily, and
yes.
I love her dearly, and God loves her dearly, but I had to step away a little bit. But
she's a member of our house.
Yeah, she is
okay.
a member of our house. She loves our house.
Okay, well, let's just pray wisdom and pray for Brother Joe, and that the Lord, of course, the Lord bringing him back in. He'll get far. He just thinks he is. But anyway, let's
okay.
just go ahead and pray.
Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's going to get a hold of him.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He's looking for things right now to fulfill his life. And I see him searching, but he's not getting no fulfillment whatsoever. Hallelujah. And he knows. He already knows. Hallelujah. And I just see him just throwing his hands up, and I give up. I'm going back. Hallelujah. I do. I see him literally throwing his hands up. And I'm going back. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for all these requests, Lord, here this morning. Lord, I ask you, Lord, Father, Lord, to cover them. Lord, all these requests, Lord, to give these people wisdom and give these people, Lord, this pain these people are in, Lord, help them, Father. Lord, you said if we cry out to you, Lord, that your ear was not too short. Your hand was not too short, and you were not dull of hearing, Lord. Lord, you hear our prayers and our cry, Father. Lord, you heard us yesterday. You heard us last month, Father. But, Lord, we're lifting all these people up to you, Lord. Lord, and we're giving you all the glory and all the praise because, Lord, we can't change nothing. Lord, we can't make nothing happen, Father. But, Lord, we know that you can, Lord. We know that you can touch and point your finger. And it be done, Lord. But Lord, we're asking you, Lord, that you move in all these requests, Lord, this morning, Lord. All these hearts that's hurting here, Lord, that's still hurting when we leave, Father, Lord. Even though they got answers, Lord, but comfort them, Lord. Give them the wisdom, Lord. Let them run to their pastors. Let them run to you, Lord, and help them, Father. And Lord, we just give you the praise, God, the glory, Lord, and all the honor for moving, Lord. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for having me.
Amen. Thank you.